Following program is funded in part by the Iowa Board for Public Programs in the Humanities and the National Endowment for the Humanities.
Folk Voices of Iowa, a sampling of Iowa's traditional music and a look at the people who make it.
This is Harry Oster.
And this is Philip Nussbaum. Today we feature the music of Cedar Falls guitarist Eddie Bowles.
Eddie Bowles and Jimmy Price, two guitars. Let's see what I want to play now. Play memory this way. And play memory, Eddie Bowles and Jimmy Price. Sound more like music to you or somebody playing a tin pan. Now, Jimmy will play something else. Let's see what I will get for you. Oh, let's play
Who is this man, Eddie Bowles?
I first met him when I was real little. Maybe 5 or 6. He'd be sitting out in front of his house there on the old dump road playing guitar. We'd be riding around on our bikes. Kids in the neighborhood, we'd stop and listen to him. He's always lived in that same place. He's moved now, you know, over to North Cedar. But I've been watching him play for at least 25 years. 34, so it's been a while, I don't know.
You think he's a pretty important musician?
Yeah, I think he fills in spaces. I didn't become conscious of Eddie really being a player until I started playing myself. You know, and then, I don't know, he's just been there for so long. I've been watching him play for years and years and years and years. You know, he's part of my heritage anyway. You know, part of everybody's in Cedar Falls. You know.
Tell me about Eddie Bowles.
Eddie Bowles, one of the greatest living exponents of the guitar, still alive in Cedar Falls, Iowa, you mean? That Eddie Bowles?
Yeah, that Eddie Bowles.
Well, he's probably one of the most wonderful people I've ever met. Sits around and he's almost near 100 and still plays the guitar and teaches people and what he knows.
Giving lessons, huh? Shows people how to play. If you go over and you want to know anything that he does, he'll take the time to show it to you. Which is...
And he's fun, too. You know, he can sit and jaw for hours and hours and hours, and he'll tell you a million stories that you've never heard before about the
and
South.
You always come away feeling uplifted after you've seen him.
Definitely feel better when you talk to Eddie.
Dean.
To the young Cedar Falls musicians who seek him out for instruction, Eddie Bowles is the grand old man of the guitar. At 96, he's been a grand old man for many years, but he's still going strong and can play all afternoon and not repeat himself.
Back in Eddie's most formative years, beginning in 1894, when he and a bunch of kids formed a crude band in New Orleans, folk black performers were not as specialized into the more recent, fairly distinct categories of blues, gospel, and jazz. Since he began early in his career appearing as a solo singer, accompanying himself on the guitar, and also led his own popular dance band, he developed a wide-ranging repertoire of folk, pop, and jazz music. Entertaining white and black audiences, he developed a wide variety of songs. The best traditional title for him is songster, that is, a musician capable of delivering whatever his audiences want.
Oh, we started playing profession about 1910.
Uh-huh.
1910. And we've got professional players then. We thought we was anyhow, and we went around to these colleges and they okayed it. You see? Because we used to play, you know, the house set back from the yard, and the sidewalk would be full of people dancing, you see. We specialized in playing in dance music, you see.
In those days, was most music dance music?
Most of it, yes. There was very few jig music, is what they call jig music. What you call jitterbug and all that stuff. And rock and roll, they didn't have that. You know, my time coming up, you went to place talking about rock and roll, and rock and roll you right out the door. See? That's the way they did.
So you played in colleges and what other kinds of places?
Oh, well, we played in halls, different city halls, and playgrounds and parks and things like that for people.
City
halls? We
played
all kinds of music.
City halls?
City parks, yeah, city parks. Well, they gave picnics, you know, and stuff like that. Played at dances and entertainments and balls and receptions and all different kinds of receptions. We played them, you see. Well, in that time, a man had to learn by himself to play a ball by himself on a guitar, and I can do that. Mm-hmm. So I did that. I played one for Knights of Pythians out here, for them out there, and they was well satisfied with it. Just me and the guitar, see? But now, I put that thing down about 25 or 30 years. Just laid it down, wouldn't pick it up no more. Then went back and picked it up and went to playing again, see?
What caused you to stop playing?
Well, I got married in 1911, and 10 and 11 was very irksome years for people to go around, you know. Things was hard, it almost depressed where getting living, you see. Plenty of money, but no work, you see. They'd give you the work and they wouldn't give you no money, you see. That was another thing. Well, I figured then, well, I got married. I looked at the guitar, I said, well, there's two things. I said, I've got to either love one and hate the other. So I said, I put that in the box and let it stay there. 25 or 30 years, I never picked it up.
Like so many musicians, Eddie stopped playing when he got married. He was forced to find a steady living, and that's why he left New Orleans to come to Cedar Falls in 1914. Eddie made the choice many musicians have to make. He chose a life of domesticity rather than the nightlife of a musician with the temptations of whiskey and sex and the danger of murderous brawls.
Because he quit playing for so many years, his playing now is a survival of an old repertoire. While Eddie plays all kinds of music, there is no doubt that he favors what he calls sentimental music, a subdued and melodic approach to guitar.
You can play any piece you want, and you can spoil it, and you can develop it, you see? Now we'll say Red Sails on the Ocean, you see, that's the way we play now, I and Jimmy.
Ever since he lost his teeth, Eddie hasn't liked to sing. But after some cajoling, he'll sing one of his lighthearted novelty numbers for you.
You're always going fishing when you stay out late. Your mama gonna go to fishing too. I bet your sweet life on your sweet little wife can catch as many fish as you. You're always gonna fish him when you stay out late. I'm gonna take the fish in too. You can bet your life on your sweet little wife can catch as many fish as you. Met the moon shine find a tree. Moon shine behind a tree. There's a man behind me with a big shotgun. My life's in danger and I'm scared to run. Moon red and silver moon. Won't you shine down on me tonight? The man behind me with a big shot gun. My life's in danger, damn scared to run. So you're always going fishing when you stay out late. I'm gonna take the fishing too. Oh, you bet your life on your darling little wife can catch as many fish as you. You're always going out fishing when you stay up late. I'm going to take the fishing too. Oh, you can bet your life on your sweet little wife can catch as many fish as you. You like that piece?
That's one of my favorites.
Now he played the St. Louis Blues, Eddie and Jimmy together. Thank you. got one I called Eddie Bowles Blues, you see?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You wrote one, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Let's hear that Eddie Bowles Blues.
Huh?
Let's hear your Eddie Bowles Blues.
Eddie plays blues, see?
Interestingly, when Eddie plays blues, his playing is more melodic than any contemporary blues. It's as much like early New Orleans jazz as anything, and that's true of the traditional blues he does, as well as the ones he's written himself.
It's Eddie Bowles. Last night in the streets, you never come home till the break of day. Oh, yeah, tell me, sweet baby, why you stayed all night last night? You don't come home in the day, ram the streets all night. I don't want no woman stayed in the streets all night. I didn't want no woman to stay in the streets all night. If I ain't got what you got, baby, what you need, get on down the Well, if I ain't got what you want, mama, get your clothes and get on down the road. If I ain't got what you need, mama, get your clothes and get on down the road. I never liked no street woman staying out the whole night long. Get your clothes, woman. You might find somebody you like better down the road. Get all your clothes, baby, so you don't have to come back here no more. When you go this time, baby, be another Jenny in your stall. I ain't no mule, baby. You can't drive me around. I don't look like no mule, baby, so you just can't drive me around. 'Cause if I ain't got what you want, baby, better get on down.
Not only is Eddie's repertoire vast and varied, but his style of playing is greatly admired. Eddie went through several teachers along the way to learning what he knows about guitar.
The trouble with me, I had to learn different than what everybody else. I had to go to crazy work and find some way and other people didn't play but me. Mm-hmm. And that took time to do that.
Yeah. See? How did you learn to play?
The effort I made, but I wanted to learn professional guitar playing. Well, I met plenty of guys along the street to play guitar. And it's like the teacher told me up to college, said it's satisfied, but nothing special about it, you see. And so I kept going. I'd meet every guitar player I met in the street, everyone I could feel, find. I'd play and had him play some so I could see if I could learn something he had, you see, so I could use it for my own method. Now, that's the way I improved myself in playing guitar.
So you went from one person who thought
you
could...
Yeah, dozens. I mean, they go get one another and say, he can beat you playing. I said, that's just what I want to know. Uh-huh. See how he can do that. Mine is a real method of picking a guitar. And theirs would be what you call half strumming and picking, too. More strumming than would be picking. So that makes the difference.
One of the young kids Eddie's influenced is Jimmy Price, who's been learning from Eddie over the course of some years. He's accompanying Eddie on these tapes, and the chords Eddie calls out are for Jimmy to follow. Anyway, his long association with Eddie Bowles qualifies Jimmy to discuss Eddie's music.
He plays in a style that he put together back in the old days of a lot of ballroom music. There was a lot more dancing. He leaves... It's not so much what Eddie plays as what he doesn't play. What he leaves out of his music is the... He doesn't have a steady, thumping backbeat. He plays more melodically, he plays harmonically, and leaves gaps in the music where dancers or other musicians that might be playing with him would be able to fill in. Whereas modern styles tend to have a real solid, constant, steady backbeat that I think maybe limits the amount that a dancer or another musician could do. It's a freer style. It has a feeling. He calls it sentimental music, and I don't know if you could really put a name on the style. It's just a way he plays.
Why don't you give an example of how Eddie might play a song and then how it might sound by a modern player?
Okay, this is how Eddie might play Memories. This is how somebody else might play it today. I don't know. That would depend on the person, I suppose, but just with a steadier bass, probably.
Advantages of playing the older way, Eddie's way?
Well, for one thing, you don't get as tired. Your hands, I think, are more relaxed. It's an easier feeling. You just, you kind of float along with the music, and I think your body, it's almost a physical thing, your body fills in the holes where the rhythm is left out. The time is the same, but the rhythm is not there, so your body kind of fills it in for you.
The people, the old folks, they like to play, hear these songs, you know, like that. Oh, what a friend we have, and Jim would play that a different. Yeah.
Although he himself is not drawn to religious music, he plays it often to please his audiences in nursing homes. As he says, you gotta play what the people like.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone.
Oh, yeah.
And Eddie Bowles goes on living alone in Cedar Falls. He plays in a nursing home or for young children once in a while and plays host to the musicians and other friends who call to learn from him and to listen to the old man tell about the old days. Because in Cedar Falls, everybody knows there's something very special about Eddie Bowles and Eddie Bowles' music.
Oh, please don't talk to me when I'm gone. You know there's many things there that I did wrong, and there's many things that I know you did wrong too. Why not let both of us sit and talk and admit all the things we did wrong too? Oh, please don't talk about me when I'm gone, dear. And all the things that I done wrong.
This is Philip Nussbaum.
And this is Harry Oster.
Thanks for listening to Folk Voices of Iowa.
Folk Voices of Iowa is funded in part by the Iowa Board for Public Programs in the Humanities and the National Endowment for the Humanities.